One of those descendants is present-day Apalachee tribe elder T.J. Bennett. He recalled how the tribe, driven from their Tallahassee home by invading British troops in 1704, eventually settled along the Red River in Louisiana.
1764, only been there a year, and they constructed a church. What do you think they named it? St. Louis the Apalachee.
Nearby, Pedro Zepeda, a member of the Seminole tribe, was demonstrating the art of hand-carved canoe making.
The stern of the canoe is our more traditional shape, and then the bow we actually took from like the Spanish and European ships we saw, and so we adapted the design to our canoes.
And the Tallahassee Astronomical Society's Ken Kopczynski was there to explain why ancient cultures marked the winter solstice as the days got shorter and colder and the sun sank in the sky.
So they used to have big festivals to make the sun stop and turn around, and guess what? It worked.
We'll see if it works again for this year's winter solstice on Friday. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.